At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Welcome back to the afternoon show. Broads in for the fellas today, tomorrow, and Friday. Really looking forward to hanging out with you all. 215-592-9494. That is the phone number. And we are starting this mid-July Wednesday off reacting to the Paul George news that is getting criminally overlooked. This is the guy that is supposed to hold the fort down when Embiid isn't healthy. Yet he can't stay on the floor. And last year, he didn't care about us at all. He did not care about Sixers basketball a lick last year. It was pathetic. And now he needs surgery. Got the surgery. Now we don't know the timeline. We're figuring out if he's going to even be available for training camp. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I'm going backwards in my stages of grief. It's to the point now where I am resulting, going backwards. The result is I'm angry. I thought it was past the anger stage. The Ben Simmons stuff, the James Harden stuff. And now I'm going, where do we go from here? Now, weirdly, they have nice pieces that are young. And they have youth. But they're also stuck with egregious contracts. So it's a very conflicting spot to be in, considering most teams don't have the luxury of McCain, Maxey, and VJ Edgecombe when they're dealing with controversy like this with veterans and injury-prone players. So I guess the glass could be half full, but the problem is that is so deadly, that money tied to those two players, it is so deadly that even the intrigue of young players isn't going to be able to counterbalance it. I don't know where we go from here. I'm not going to act like I have answers. In an ideal world, I would love to snap my fingers and trade Embiid and George. And I'm an Embiid guy. So that absolutely destroys me to say, because I was always willing to go down with the ship when it comes to Embiid. But I've reached my breaking point and I understand it's just not going to fly. And I respect Embiid. I love Embiid. I don't think he's a bum. I don't think he's a loser. I don't think he's a fraud. I don't really resonate with those people in the city who feel he is that. I just think it didn't work, unfortunately. Sometimes you have great players, great talent, great opportunities. You miss the mark, but you got to move on. And I think it's more along that than anything else. That's what I would do, but I don't think it's possible to do that. So I don't know where you go from here, but I do know I can't sit back and allow the Sixers to just be irrelevant. I can't do it. I can't allow for them to just, all right, well, I guess the Sixers had a season, but I didn't watch more than one game. What? We're at the point where we don't even care? I can't accept not caring. I can't not care. I didn't care long enough. It's time to care again because I miss it so damn much. So I don't know how we get it back, but I can't sit here and accept it. We're going to get back to the phones here, 215-592-9494. Would love to hear from you. First, this segment is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Here is my side question that we are going to open up for the show. And I'm typically not a side question guy. I'm not good with movies. I'm not good with TV shows other than the Kardashians, Jersey Shore, Love Island. I love trash reality TV. It's my favorite. It's the best. I love it. But I'm not good with anything outside of sports and trash reality TV. And then a very minor kind of music taste, if you will. You know, just very selective music taste. Other than that, I got nothing. Not a big side topic guy. But now that I am a parent of two, I need advice. I need to know what to look forward to as a parent of two, what to not look forward to as a parent of two. Now, specifically two daughters, because I do think that may vary from a son and a daughter or two sons, but I think everything is open to discussion here. I don't know. So what am I getting myself into with two daughters? That's unbelievable. It still even feels surreal just to say. Brooklyn and Mia. One's 19 months, one's a week old. And it's unbelievable. You know, you put your finger out there and they grab it. Oh.
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 Come on.
Oh. It's unbelievable.
You a little Italian in you? A little Italian?
No, well, there's one side of the family. Ends in a vowel.
Brooklyn and Mia, I like it.
Yeah, it ends in a vowel. Right. One side of the family. Other side, not so much. But yeah, I mean, you're brushing their hair in the morning, and then your wife sees it and goes, you have no idea how to do a bun. And I said, well, I do a bun on me every day, but when you do a bun on someone else, it's a weird experience. I got to start learning the hairs, you know, the hair ties, the bows.
That's true, dude. You're a man bun guy.
I know.
You should be the best of out of anybody.
But it's not, when you do your own,
right.
It's a lot different than when you got a 19-month-old grabbing
Angles.
Her toothbrush
yep.
and crying. Grabbing there.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh, man.
It's a whole thing.
I'm not looking forward to it, but hey, good luck.
Yeah.
All right.
I am looking
forward
to it.
I'll be over here.
It's the best, dude. It is the best. All right, so that's the side topic. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Aaron in PA. What's up, Aaron?
Yo, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Hey, would you like to take an opinion today from a longtime Knicks fan?
Sure. What do you got for me?
Here's the thing. As we know, the Knicks have been chaotic for years and years, and I never imagined that a Sixers led team would ever be worse than a Dolan-led team. But the thing is, I think until you – it's like maybe the other caller said too. I think it's until you get rid of Morey and until you get rid of some of these bloated contracts, it's not going to get any better. It's going to be bad for years to come. And I think that's what you're seeing with the Knicks now. I think you get the right guy in there. They're finally making decisions. They're not giving out the bloated contracts to just anybody. And they have more depth on that team. I think that's what the Sixers need more than anything. You need to get rid of these contracts.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Now, if I was in charge, I would have done so much this offseason. Morey would have been gone. Now, the Nick Nurse thing's interesting because it's not really his fault. But at the same time, you got to manage personalities. And I don't think he managed personalities very well. Now, again, I'm not putting a lot of blame on him, but I don't think he did a good job either. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it that you seem to be anchored down because of Embiid and Paul George. And even with all the youth that we mentioned that we should be excited about, it's hard to because of the failures of what Embiid and Paul George mean to you. And that's hard to do, to block out what VJ Edgecombe can be and Maxey and McCain because of two contracts.
And I think that comes too from you have to have an owner who at this point not only is engaged, but he's willing to trade them for pennies on the dollar because you have to rebuild and you have to help those younger guys. Even if you take a season or two that's 40 wins or so, you still have to build the team
sure.
the right way.
No, I think you're right. It's almost what do they say? They say it's addition by subtraction, maybe of that nature with Embiid, you're saying?
Yeah.
Aaron, I can't disagree with that. And thank you for the call. You're right. And knowing Daryl Morey is willing to squeeze out every single penny, squeeze out every single, you know, juice out of the lemon, if you will, he will never admit to doing that. He'd look at that as a failure. And at times, I think it's the right thing to do. I think with Ben Simmons, I think with James Harden, there were a few examples of when it made sense to me. But with this one in particular, that may be the move. And while I understand you're losing such a ridiculous talent and you're losing such an important piece and you're losing a staple. I mean, if Joel Embiid leaves town, some of you think, ah, who cares, bum. I don't feel that way. It would be a loss. It would be a big hurt. And it would be bad. It's not good. It's not what I want to see. But I think you must find a way to freshen this thing up a little bit. And while you may pass the torch and say, well, it's Maxey and VJ and Jared McCain anyway, and the sideshow is Embiid and Paul George, you can try and swing that any way you want. But the reality is when they are there and they are making that type of bread and they have that type of contract, there's no sugarcoating it. Their presence is more impactful. So the only way to actually pass the torch is by physically removing Embiid and Paul George. It's just the only way to do it. And it's unfortunate. It really is. It's sad. It's sickening. There's so many ways to describe this. But it's the truth of where we are with this group. And I can't believe it's gone this way. Not to this. Maybe they failed. Okay, but there's a difference between failing and not winning a championship and maybe getting to a conference finals and not being able to get over the hump to reach the NBA finals. And there's many different layers to failure. And then there's this. Again, I'm probably going to reference it 1,000 times just to let it sink in and put it in perspective. Paul George needed surgery. No one cared. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's equivalent to if Jalen Hurts was going to miss time. You know, that's equivalent to if Bryce Harper was missing time. Now, I get it. Paul George isn't Joel Embiid, but it's as close as anything else that I can see in this town right now other than a Joel Embiid. It's a major piece to your puzzle. And a major piece of the pie coming off of an injury-prone season having to go through another surgery. Not a peep. No one even cared to talk about it. Do you realize how low of a standard that is to be set? And when that smacked me in the face, I said, I got to do something about it. We can talk about Jalen Hurts not being on a top 10 list. We could talk about the MLB trade deadline. And truth be told, we will. Okay, we will. It's not as if it's ridiculous to bring that stuff up. I got to protect my quarterback. We will talk about it. But the gross level of disregarding that has been going on with the Sixers has hit an all-time high that I feel obligated to stress the anger, to stress the disappointment, to stress the sports depression. Because I can't just allow for this to continue. I think I have to stand up for it. And say, I gotta get my Sixers basketball back. Now, I don't know what that means. If we get signs and go down to the Camden facility and I don't know. I don't know. That was me and Rhythm trying to do some sort of protesting. We want it.
Holding up picket signs.
We want it. We'll get something. We'll get something.
Look just like it.
We'll get something. But we gotta do something. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mark in Ardmore. What's up, Mark?
Rhodes, my man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Absolutely. You're my little brother from another mother, like I already said last week when I was driving through that bad rain.
Yes, I'm glad you made it safely home.
I did make it. I got so much to cover here.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about the Sixers only because I have to, I guess.
But, yeah, I feel you.
But I got a small bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Because I made all these great points about the Phillies and Tapper, and then you chose to get on me about the one thing you didn't agree with when I said, oh, who got better under him? But, and then you said, well, you know, that's not what he's all about. But
I just got to
follow up on that.
Okay.
I don't think he's there to make guys better. My point was his culture, the kind of team, the kind of leader he is, there's been no sense of urgency and demands for the Stotts and the Bones to get better.
Yeah, and for everyone listening, he's referencing Topper. Players not getting better necessarily under Rob Thompson.
Correct. So I'll leave that at that. As far as the Sixers go, now, you're talking now, we've all been through the five stages of sports grief when it comes to the Sixers. So that just leaves everybody to apathy. So that's where we are right now.
But I'm back to anger. I went backwards. No. I was in apathy forever, and then the Paul George thing happened, and now I'm back to being angry because I just need competence back. And I'm not telling you a healthy Paul George would make this competent. I don't know if it would or wouldn't, but I know we're dealing with VJ Edgecombe, and Daryl Morey said it's a wrist injury, and it was a thumb contusion, so that was misguided. Now Embiid's coming out with all this story on ESPN, and now we got the surgery, and I'm going, why? Why? I just need competence back, Mark.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. The basketball guys are really annoyed at them for tanking. And until they get to stop being annoyed, this is the way it's going to be. Now, you're talking to a guy who grew up loving the Sixers. Now, like, I go back to, like, when it was Doc, when it was Darryl, when it was McGinnis, and we knew all those guys. We'd go to all the games. They drove us around the parking lot in their cars. So that's the way it used to be, and we loved it. And, you know, now we're at this stage where, look, Joel, I hear what you say about Joel Embiid. You know, I don't think he's bum, but I do feel someone who started playing basketball around 15 and has no real love for the sport. He did not keep himself in shape. There were a lot of things that he didn't do that contributed to what he is now.
Yeah, listen, you may be right. On some level, sure. Like, just because I appreciate him and I think he's a great player and a phenomenal talent, does that mean he took every proper step along the way throughout his journey every single time? No. Like, I don't think he's got the same work ethic as Jalen Hurts, for example. Now, I still think he is better than most do. But, yeah, I think it's fair to say that there's probably a couple of mishaps that led him to where he is now. And that's fair criticism. I do think that's fair. So what do you got on the side question?
Yeah, I had a couple other things, but I'll get to the side question.
Okay.
So you are really my little brother from another mother because I have four girls.
Okay.
Ooh, boy.
Now they're a lot older than yours, but yours are like, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
I should have said that right from the start.
That's okay.
It's great. You're going to love. Yeah. So, what are they, 19 months apart, you said?
Yeah, 19 months apart, yep.
Yeah, so that's about what mine are, some a little less. And the thing that I could say about two is you're still not outnumbered, so you're good. It's when you get outnumbered is when you start to have problems. And then when they start to have their own opinions is when you really start to have problems. You got a lot of fun ahead of you for a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I'll jot that one down, Mark. I greatly appreciate the call.
I'm with blaming the gods. He snuck that in there because the process, dude.
The basketball gods.
Basketball gods. They're punishing us.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Until
we get rid of Josh Harris, maybe.
Well, there's no getting rid of Josh Harris. And here's my stance on Josh Harris. I don't like Josh Harris. I don't think a lot of us like Josh Harris. He's not the same as a Lori. He's not the same as a John Middleton. And I'm aware of that. But I don't think the reason why we are in this position is Joshua Harris as much as it is Daryl Morey as much as it is the not having a general manager and asking Brett Brown to be head coach and GM and make draft decisions.
Jeffrey Lurie plays such a part in the Eagles to where he wouldn't accept his team to be a bad team, and same thing over with Ed Snyder and the Flyers, and same thing with Middleton.
Well, Ed Snyder was unfortunately, and rest in peace, we love him.
Right.
He is a part of the reason why things happened
to
the Flyers when, because he did have his hands in, because he wanted to win so badly. To his credit, he did care a lot, but to the downfall, you make knee-jerk reactions.
Josh Harris is so hands-off to where I feel like he doesn't, as long as the money, as long as those seats are filled, and as long as he, I guess, has a big-name guy like Daryl Morey, he doesn't really just, I don't think he cares about a championship like he does with getting the Commanders one, getting us.
Third
fiddle here.
You think it's either he cares about winning or he doesn't. I don't think he cares about winning with the Commanders and doesn't care about winning with the Sixers and doesn't care about winning with the Devils, but cares about winning the Premier League. You know, I think he does value money more than anything else.
Right.
But is it? Let me ask you this. Forget the name.
Okay.
If I told you you have an owner in town who keeps his hands off, he hires people to do their respected jobs, and he pays all the premier athletes big top dollars to stay, you would sign on the dotted line for that guy 20 out of 20 times.
I would, but not exactly in Philly if you gave me that opportunity beforehand, because I don't think that's what Jeffrey Lurie came in here looking to do either. I think these people wanted—
It's also taken him 25 years to be this type of owner.
Yeah, but he's been good for 20 years. The Eagles have been a competitive football team for 20 years, but the Sixers— just seems like do you think right now that the Sixers are just as much of a number one priority than the Commanders are with him? Do you think
I think you can't be that rich with not being invested in these type of moves. I think he is.
It makes sense.
But one is fresher. So if he was to buy something new, I think that there are ways that you have to sort of create an avenue. You know, it's adding more to your plate,
right?
But I don't think he cares less about any. He looks at it differently than we do. So you're right. He doesn't look at it as I'm a fan, this and that. He looks at it strategically through financial decisions and this and that. But that doesn't mean you're a bad ownership group.
Right.
I don't think.
Right.
Look, I don't like them.
I want a fan. I kind of want an owner fan. I like it.
And then it could be bad.
It could be.
And just because we have some that work doesn't mean that that's necessarily great.
That's
like,
very true.
The Devils have more success than they had before. I mean, I guess in the 90s, but I'm just saying they're young, they're exciting, they're intriguing. People are excited about the Devils. People are now excited about the Commanders. I'm pretty sure he's got a team that does soccer. I'm not necessarily sure where they stand.
Crystal Palace. They actually just fell out of that league.
Okay, well, I don't follow soccer enough to know exactly, but it does seem like the things he touches seems to trend better than where it was prior to him having the team. So there's got to be something to that. Now, again, I don't like him. I'm not a big fan of him. I'm just saying I don't think he's as problematic from what owners provide as much as and this could then fall on him, though, is like Daryl Morey is not the right guy. Well, then who's in charge of making sure Daryl Morey is not here? That's the type of decision that I think Joshua Harris needs to step in and be quicker on. Is, hey, Daryl Morey can't be making the decisions. That, now I co-sign the criticism towards Joshua Harris and group and company. But I don't think, when I look at the issues with the Sixers, I don't think it's Joshua Harris sucks. That's why the Sixers are garbage. I think there's more to it than that. I don't think you're diving deep enough into the layers. I think it goes way beyond that. But one of the decisions is allowing Daryl Morey to continue to operate this and not having a lot of trust in that. And that's one I think is fair criticism. 215-592-9494. Okay, we continue to react to the Sixers news. Paul George had a workout, surgery, won't be ready. We'll figure out at training camp what the timeline is. The good old reevaluation, which I've been hearing for 3,000 years with this group. I am starting to get so angry about the Sixers team being irrelevant. And I can't just accept the irrelevancy anymore. It's time to do something about it. It's time to vent our frustration out and really get our emotions out. Because I can't deal with a basketball team that doesn't matter. They must matter. I demand them to matter. I demand them to get a product on the floor that I can at least appreciate to some level. The bar is low, but last year they were unwatchable. I can't have last year all over again. I just can't. I'm 30. I don't get many NBA seasons. If you do it by NBA season, what, I got like 50 left? I'm not wasting any of them. I'm not just going to say, well, I'm down to 49 because this next year doesn't matter. What? I lost one? Hell no! I don't accept it. 215-592-9494. That's the phone number. Would love to hear from you. Also, what to look for our side topic. Now that I'm a parent of two, I need advice. What am I getting myself into? A little late. You know what I'm saying? I probably should have asked this question prior to baby making, if you will.
Hey. It's daytime radio,
hey-o.
Bro.
Hey, listen. Hey. I'm a married man.
We're usually together at night, but
I'm a married man.
All right.
Now, they do Blue Chew on this show. So, what are you going to do?
All right.
It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.